The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Patricia Byrne is with me, the consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist, to talk about anxiety and fears with our children and how to deal with them. Patricia, before we get to that, actually, about dealing with them, we should probably acknowledge that, you know, fear and anxiety are normal things for people to feel in certain circumstances, aren't they?
Absolutely. That was going to be the very first thing I was going to say. Anxiety is a normal emotion. I'm feeling anxious waiting to come in and chat today and do those pieces. And if you didn't have anxiety in your life wouldn't go out so well. I mean, you would never stop and look both ways before you cross the road. You'd be climbing up trees. So anxiety is important. It's protective, but what we want to make sure is you have the right amount of anxiety. Not too little that you're putting yourself in danger, and not too much that it starts to get in the way of living your life.
Is the nature of the anxiety that you and I would experience different from a child's anxiety? So you say you're anxious before going in to do an interview on live radio. A child might be anxious that there's a crocodile in the bath.
Absolutely. So anxiety is very normal developmentally and it fits with each different stage. So what a child, an adolescent will experience will be different to an adult, and each stage is different. So we can all recall, you know, worries when we were young about monsters under the bed, other such things, fears about, you know, little things that to do that. But each stage is different. So you have to understand what stage your child is at. Where their anxiety falls, is it just part of normal anxiety to support them through, or if it's becoming a bit of a problem, how to help them cope and manage that?
So how do you recognise that Rubicon between a healthy level of anxiety and it becoming problematic?
Well, what families will tell you is when you have problematic anxiety, they'll know it because it very quickly becomes a whole family affair. So for children who suffer with too much anxiety, the most common things that you'll see is lots and lots of reassurance seeking, maybe avoiding things. And what we all get when we can anxious can be either fight or flight. So a child might present as very fearful and avoidant of things, or if you're trying to push them into, may suddenly have meltdowns or distress. And if those things are impacting on day-to-day life and are a regular feature for your child, that might be an element where they're suffering a little bit more anxiety than other young people are. And you might need to do something a bit different to support them.
And if you don't do anything, after a time, does the anxiety, does it become the response almost Pavlovian? You know what I mean? That actually, you know, be it kind of a babysitter coming or something like that, they actually, do, as soon as they hear the words, they just kind of have a muscle memory, as it were, of feeling anxious.
Absolutely. Anxiety loves to keep itself going and to build. And what's really important as parents, I suppose, is our capacity to influence and support our children. Because when our child becomes anxious, parents become anxious. And we can respond by either going, oh gosh, we must protect them and mind them. The helicopter parent jumping in and taking them away and going, it's okay, I won't go out, we won't get the babysitter. Or the other part would you go, well, if I mollycoddle this anxiety, they'll grow up and they'll never do anything. So I'm just going to leave you to it and do nothing. And what you need to do is try and find a healthy place in the middle. The just right challenge. A little bit of reassurance, a little bit of working, but then actually helping the child realise you've got this, we've got supports in place, we've got to do those things, and then trying to help them into that.
So how do you do that? How do you beat the just right challenge?
Well, look, there's lots of useful resources and websites and books for parents as well. Even the HSE, just Googling, coming in thinking, gosh, you know, if I was a parent starting off this, what would be helpful if I didn't know? There's a lovely little resource on the HSE website going through different books and apps and things for parents as well for children with anxiety. A few key things, though, to look at. First of all, is when your child is getting really anxious, stop and check in, where are you yourself as a parent? Are you going into either super anxiety mode or super, you know, angry mode? How are you responding? And try and regulate yourself. As parents, if you can keep yourself on a level, that is going to be the most important thing for your child to feel safe and secure and to feel that they're supported in doing that. So try and do that for yourself. If your child is suffering a lot with anxiety and worry, in the moment, calm them and reassure them. But once they're calm and reassured, try and find a little time to chat about worries and naming worries. Let's say if it's a younger child, naming worries as something that are common or often drawing them out as little, you know, little pictures and doing that can be really helpful. And talking about how you can protect them from worries and how they can protect themselves and become stronger from worries. So putting in some scaffolding around that and then encouraging them out and sort of saying, you know, little things can happen, but we're here to back you up. And then limiting the amount of time as well you talk about worries, because the more time you spend on worries, the more they can grow. So sort of sometimes parents having a dedicated worry time every evening for about 10 or 15 minutes, go, we'll chat about all your worries tonight for about 10 minutes, can be really, really helpful about doing that.
And if they're born of a particular incident, I don't know, let's say you left them somewhere or something and they've developed this awful separation anxiety on foot of it. To what extent do you need to deal with that, with the kind of the source of the trauma, as it were, or can you just deal with the symptom of it?
Again, it depends on how big the trauma is. If it's, I actually popped out, you know, down to the shop and forgot to put you in the car and I was back 2 minutes later, that's probably not a very big trauma, very traumatic for the child. You can sort of say, gosh, you know, we got through that and these are the things that will make sure these won't happen again. If it's a more serious trauma that a child has experienced, you may need to get additional support. So, for example, then for younger children, if they have more severe anxiety because of, let's say, a more significant trauma in their life, a big loss or a very traumatic event, things like play therapy is a really good option for parents to explore, because children learn through play, children heal through play. So if you're in that place where you're moving from an anxiety, that your normal responses to helping manage your own anxiety first, then supporting your child, not spending too much time on anxiety, but not leaving them completely alone, getting that just right place. Then if you need something else, something like play therapy can be very helpful. And there's loads of really good family resource centres that can access those sorts of supports for the young people if needed.
So you've got this just right challenge that you've got to try and meet in terms of, you know, kind of, how did you describe it? Putting the support structures, the scaffolding in place, so they have that little bit of resilience to deal with it themselves into the future. Does there come a point at which you need to recognise, or there's a value in recognising, you know what, there's a kind of an element of indulgence going on here, or the kid is... Maybe it's not the Pavlovian result. You know, I do want to kind of suggest they're being manipulative. They probably don't think about it in those ways. But they are on some level manipulating you.
Well, that's the piece about worry tries to keep itself going reassurance-seeking, avoidance-seeking behaviours or lots of safety behaviours. And if we go too much into just saying, oh gosh, you're really anxious, I'm going to take you out, helicopter parenting, I'm going to take you out of those things, and hours and hours doing that, he's anxious, so I won't send him to that party, won't do any of those things, you as a parent are accidentally reinforcing that anxiety. So it is about trying to pull it back, that little piece. Children, we often, you know, are not manipulative by nature. Anybody will do, by human nature, the thing that makes the easiest path to do that. And that's just normal. Yeah. We'll all do something for that will get us more attention. So if you have a child who's very anxious and doesn't want to go to school and you spend the entire day bringing them out to lovely trips to the zoo and ice cream, the next day when they're feeling anxious about going to the zoo or anxious about going to school, they're going to think, oh, what's the other option?
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you spend the day shouting and screaming at your child, which would be incredibly harmful. So it's about trying to get that right balance for them. I'm sort of saying, look, you are worried. How do we help you? How do we do this? And anxiety is generally best treated by graded exposure, step by step, facing your fears and supporting them each way.
Yeah. And in terms of when you do that, because you mentioned there about the shouting and screaming. So that's often the problem, is that, you're dealing with it once the kind of the top has been blown. Yep. You know what I mean? And everybody's blood is up and it does descend into shouting and screaming.
Yeah.
And at that stage, you know what, you're actually not going to be able to get the babysitter in because everybody has lost the plot. So you've just got to bite the bullet and it's in advance you need to do it, isn't
it? Exactly. So in the moment, you just have to try and settle and calm. You can't think as an adult clearly when you're adult and stressed. Yeah. You can't expect your child to think clearly when they're adult and stressed. So in the moment you deal with it and then you plan going forward. So lots of useful little tips like little worry books, worry monsters. You can buy in little shops where the children can write down their anxiety, eats their worries to do that. Having your little bit of worry time, or trying to find out what it is that's scaring them and how you can work it together, how you can make sure that you can, they feel supported, how you can build up their own ability. You know, we're doing this, you know, you're going to try and get into school and I'll be there to support you and walk you in. And the teacher knows that you're upset, so they're going to come in and spend a little bit of time with you. So scaffolding and supporting in. So doing it step by step.
Well, listen, as you say, the HSE website, loads of great resources on it.
Loads of great resources. If people are listening
to this and they're wondering where to turn or where to start, it's as good a place as any. Patricia Byrne, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist. Patricia, thanks a million.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.